This week, we're getting a special sneak peek into WFSU's newest spooky podcast that's launching soon. Hey, friend.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So we're here today to talk about your brand new podcast that's coming out soon. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and about this new podcast we're all excited about?
Of course. So I'm Freddie Hall. I'm, digital media specialist and digital, some of everything, cameraman, you can name it, at WFSU. But my show, Into the Unknown. My show is about Florida cryptids, It's a lot of creepy things in Florida. Some stuff people know, some stuff people don't, I guess. But, I'm really interested in those things naturally. So I said, hey, why not make like a show, like a podcast kind of thing for the month of Halloween, October.
Right.
And, I just fell right into it. We have about 3 episodes coming through almost every Friday of the month through the 31st, so.
Absolutely. And so the first episode should be coming out Friday, October 17th.
Yeah.
And then there'll be 2 more episodes each Friday after that for a total of 3 episodes for the podcast.
Right. And the last one should be right on Halloween, just to top it off.
Absolutely. And so what can we expect for the next few weeks? What can we expect for the next few episodes going forward?
So what you can expect is you got the skunk ape, you got Two-Toed Tom, the demon gator. The third episode is a little bit of a secret at the moment. It might be a multiple topic thing, but it's cool stuff though.
So the third episode is going to be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise.
Absolutely. And so skunk ape, from my understanding, that's Floridian Bigfoot. That's Florida Bigfoot, right? That's what people say?
Right. Yeah, Florida Bigfoot. It's a smaller variant, not as big as the Bigfoot in lore is, but smaller and has 4 toes, not 5.
Absolutely. And then Two-Toe Tom is the next cryptid, and that's a gator, you said?
That's a giant alligator that terrorized Florida in the early 1900s. He ate livestock and people, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had an injury from an attack that did not go successful. That's why he still lived through it and became Two-Toed Tom.
Absolutely. And so I understand that we have a clip from the first episode about skunk ape. Can you tell me about what we're about to hear?
Yeah, so I interviewed Dave Sheely. He's the skunk ape expert. Mm-hmm. He's been studying skunk ape for decades. So yeah, this is him talking about his viral sighting of it back in the early 2000s, where he actually caught it on camera, and how high or low the water was in the grass from where it was running through.
And so before we hear this, I gotta ask you before I let you go, do you believe in skunk ape?
Absolutely. It's a lot of weird stuff out there that we don't know or can explain. And yeah, I'm a believer. So speaking of water, I remember from your footage from the early 2000s, I remember you saying on some interview somewhere that the water was four to five feet high, maybe, or something like that. And the grass was 5 feet high. So it being a person running through it just wasn't likely. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, you're talking about the 2000, the video that I took in 2000.
Yeah.
And that particular video, the lights are a little off. I'll give you the exacts on it now. The grass was a little more than waist high on the animal that you see, which puts it at about 3 to 4 feet tall, probably close to 4 feet tall. The water was about 1.5 to 2 foot deep. And that's been the stickler on the video, because when I took the video, I knew, okay, I got something here that's undisputed. And this was before AI. AI wasn't even a thought then. Right. So this is legitimate footage, hasn't been altered. But in the footage, you really can't see the water depth. So a lot of people see it and say, well, that's the man. That looks like a man in a monkey suit. But when you actually come here and you go to that location and get a real understanding of what's in the video, It's very apparent immediately that it was no man in a monkey suit. This was a big animal, incredibly powerful, moving at a high rate of speed across the Everglades. And we've just now recently, I've started working with other researchers to the north in Florida, and I've had them come down. We've brought marathon runners to try and reenact it, duplicate what's in the video,
yeah.
And it's just not possible.
Wow.
Dang, so man. I'm really happy about that. It's been a long time coming. Video's been out there since 2000, so that's been out there for 25 years.
So before that
I'm
video,
getting the attention.
Before that video, when was the first time you saw one?
When I was 10 years old, I saw my first skunk ape here in the Everglades. I live here. My family moved here in 1890. So stories of the skunk ape go back even beyond that. But when I was 10 years old, that would have been in 1973 is when I had my first encounter. And it really impacted me and got me interested. So I've been researching these animals for 52 years.
Wow. It's a lifetime.
Yes.
Wow.
I spend an incredible amount of time in the Everglades.
Yeah.
If you start adding up the miles that I walk, it goes into the thousands of miles each year that I walk the swamps of the Everglades.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I ever see anyone. As a matter of fact, in 52 years, I have seen very few people in the areas that I go in, you know, a handful at best.
So
it's different.
Yeah. So what do you think it is? Like, do you think it's like a subspecies of human or ape or Bigfoot, Gigantopithecus? I've even heard people say it's like an escape, like, ape from the circuses that would come through the Everglades in Florida back in the day. It's so many theories about it.
Well, the most plausible and the one that the Park Service has taken, the National Park Service, because they get a lot of reports from visitors. About 10 years ago, they had a strong inclination that it was a group of orangutans that have somehow managed to survive here in the Everglades and go undetected.
You can hear more of that conversation on our podcast, Into the Unknown, launching Friday, October 17th, and then available on all platforms every Friday until Halloween.